Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I look into
keep coming back for more Running Their Scams. Joe Hoff, Gateway Pundit. Final question. We really appreciate you and your brother and all the great work you guys do. Then I'm going to ask the same question to Patrick Alley. Then Leanne McAdoo's coming in. We got a bunch of clips and breaking analysis. What is the enemy's path to victory? We need to know their mind. And I mean, they're not doing this for no reason. They have an intent to steal it. And they just think the media will cover for all their fraud. This is naked fraud. What happens if they're able to remove Trump?
This sounds pretty scary, Alex, doesn't it? I think it's frightening. I think we have to do everything we can to make this not happen. Everything we can with everything we got. I mean, I'm really concerned that if Biden does win, with all the corruption that we already know about from the last time he was in office, I mean, that guy's a total crook. He doesn't know what's going on now, but he is a crooked, senile old man. And his whole administration would be insane and very, very corrupt. The individual who's been behind all this, gosh, I forgot his name now. It just slipped out of my mind. But Obama's ethics czar was put in place. Everything but ethics. This guy was an animal, and he's now putting the country through this. I think we got to fight everything.
I remember that czar. He was the weirdo that said we can suspend reality and, quote, outlaw getting sunshine. But what was his name? It'll pop my head in a minute. I mean, these are like crazy people.
Yeah, and he was behind the impeachment. He was behind the Mueller investigation. He set up 10 different reasons to impeach Trump. He actually was a witness at the impeachment. He's been behind everything, and they believe he's behind this as well. So this is not the kind of people that we need running our country. We need good men and Christian men and women. So, Judeo-Christian. Anyways, we've got to get this fixed. We've got to fight with every ounce of that we have. We cannot allow them to steal this.
It's Eisen.
Yes, Norm Eisen. That's right.
And I forget, the other czar was the one that said outlaw getting sunshine. I swear to God, folks. We need to take over the news. This is like 10 years ago, and they've done it now. And what was his name? I'll pop my head in a minute. He said, like, an example is those that claim sunshine's good for you. I mean, these are crazy people.
Yeah, they are. And they're evil. They're evil people. And I tell you what, 4 years of more evil, I don't believe our country can make it. I want my son to enjoy freedom.
I agree. Joe, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much. Amazing job.
Thank you.
Patrick Howley, same question to you.
I stand with the president. I'm 100% committed to victory, and I predict victory. I believe that we will win every single one of these states that are still there, including by challenging these votes. And what they're going to do is they're going to launch the riot squads as soon as the media puts Joe at 270. But, they're going to launch Shut Down D.C., and Antifa is going to mobilize, and so they think that will scare the suburbanites into backing away from Trump. They're trying to break our coalition. Our job is to keep our people together, is to say, look, we're going to win this thing. It's just going to take a little while longer. We need to hold together. Don't let them intimidate you, because in the long run, we're going to win this thing. I've got the numbers. I've got the data. We have the lawyers. We're going to win, because they're stealing this thing with ridiculous paper ballots that don't actually exist.
I agree. We got Leanne McAdoo coming up, but I want to war game that more with you, because I just want to say it. I don't want to go on a plane. I don't want to go up to D.C. I don't want to be around Antifa, where they're stabbing people and all the rest of it. But they are literally, ladies and gentlemen, stabbing people and doing all this. We have to surround the White House so they can't just point at this mob of communists and say, oh, look, the people want Trump out. It's legitimate. We're going to have to hit the streets. And I want to warn the establishment. If they think they've seen anything yet with these peaceful crowds of millions, they've not seen anything yet. Patrick, at a sick level, I want to talk about this when we come back. Leanne McAdoo's coming in. If I was Machiavelli long term, and would do evil stuff for greater good. I don't believe in that. End justifies the means of fraud. It's the ring of Mordor. I would have them remove Trump and pull this scam, because they're sowing seeds so destructive to the New World Order. I mean, if they think they've seen resistance, they are going to create a hellstorm of resistance if they remove our great president so fraudulently and so openly. I mean, this is, and put It'd be one thing if it was a slick operator. I mean, Joe Biden doesn't know what damn planet he's on. Are gladiators going to be defeated by this pipsqueak idiot? No one's going to buy this.
The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3-5% curcuminoid. But we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level. And we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. And despite that, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I say that globalization is inevitable unless someone really moves in to stop it.
We have all agreed to pursue the Sustainable Development Goals to 2030. The fourth industrial revolution, particularly digital technology, has fundamentally changed the global economic landscape. Globalization is an inevitable and irreversible trend.
全球化这个势头。
We should not avoid the challenges brought by the economic globalization. Instead, we should look directly at the gap of wealth and of development.
Well, the foundation can't achieve ambitious goals in global health without deep partnerships with the rich countries that provide most of the aid.
Everything that is broken today can be fixed, and every failure can be turned into a truly great success. We must replace the present policy of globalism, which have just taken so many jobs out of our communities and so much wealth out of our country, and replace it with a new policy of Americanism. America first. Remember that.
Now the world is awakening to globalism, and the forces of globalism are striking back in incredibly vicious ways.
Why do all of your children get raped and killed? Don't have rape anxiety.
And then there's the 79 days of hell that I've been talking about that start the day of the election. The Democrats have openly said, first in internal statements, then in white papers, then in war-gamed operations, then in Democrat think tank statements, then in the New York Times 3 months ago, that they are going to contest, they know Trump's going to win, and that they're going to have Western states split off, tank the dollar in the stock market, have race riots nationwide as the cover, and try to drive President Trump from office. The big corporations, the banks, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, the Democrats, all of these systems, along with radical Islam and communist China, are allied against us right now. We told you when they were in the secret phases that this was happening, but now they've prepared themselves. They prepared the public. That's why they flooded us with the 80 million ballots. A lot of people got 3 or 4 ballots, dead cats, dead dogs, dead people got them. So that even if Trump is winning by 3-4 points in battleground states and statistically has a majority, and you can see that there's a bunch of votes that haven't been cast, but still he'd win if all of those went Democrat, they're going to say, we don't care. They're all going to be counted. And they put out so many millions of fake ones that he may never be able to get to that number because they'll never be able to count enough of the ballots to give him that clear victory.
But the easiest thing for him to do is to stand up like a man and accept the results of an election of the American people. For him to make these kinds of statements shows his lack of patriotism.
I feel very confident that Joe Biden will be elected president on Tuesday, whatever the end count is, but on the election that occurs on Tuesday, he will be elected. On January 20th, he will be inaugurated president of the United States.
Now, notice, that's not a slip. That's what she's been saying for months, that it doesn't matter what the election says. We're not going to accept it, and then we're going to have states secede, and then we will seat him geographically from another location, and that geography doesn't matter. The White House doesn't matter. It matters who they say the president is. Point blank. It's over. We're not your bitch. Now they're striking their attack. So, if they get in, they're going to bankrupt and gut the country. They said they are. And so, I guess folks will finally wake up then. Patrick Hallie was making a great point in the last segment. I want him to recap the path to victory, what the real numbers are, what we're facing. Leanne McAdoo is going to be riding shotgun with us into the next hour. Leanne, you were here late last night, did a great job. A lot of folks are telling me, be confident he's going to win tonight. And I said, no, I don't think so. The Democrats have said they're going to freeze these states and not let him win. I mean, they said what they were going
to
do.
Right. They started to see him take a strong lead in Pennsylvania and just said, you know what, we're going to go ahead. This is the Super Bowl of the elections. We've been preparing for this all year, but we're going to go ahead and just go call it, put a lid on it, go take a nap, get some rest. I mean, it's unprecedented what's happening. And I woke up with just like anger in my soul because we're really seeing that there is no limit to how low the Democrats will go, how dark they will take this country.
This is a real moment of truth. It's a wake-up call. Yeah. We're going to be covering all these articles of breaking news you've got in the hour. Patrick, we appreciate you, nationalfile.com. Recap what you were saying earlier. Some stations don't carry that first 5 minutes about the real path to victory and your realist view and the sources you've got and the real numbers right now and what we need to do. Because they're trying to take our liberty right now. They're trying to steal our election right now.
Right.
Well, I believe that we're going to win the outstanding states, and I've just received this statement from Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien, and this is breaking news. He says, despite ridiculous public polling used as a voter suppression tactic, Wisconsin has been a razor-thin race, as we always knew that it would be. There have been reports of irregularities in several Wisconsin counties, which raise serious doubts about the validity of the results. The president is well within the threshold to request a recount, and we will immediately do so. So already we're going to recount it in Wisconsin.
So the president is engaging. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yep.
The first X-Wings are away.
Now, we are confident that Trump is going to win Pennsylvania by at least 40,000 votes, that this massive more than half of a million vote margin that President Donald Trump has right now, even with all of the rampant fraud in Philadelphia, is not going to be overturned. And by the way, they do not want to fight us in the courts in Pennsylvania. They do not want to go through ballot by ballot in Philadelphia. Georgia is a joke. Georgia, they are so desperate, they had to do the burst water pipe, okay? The burst water pipe. And now they want until Friday to cook up ballots in Fulton County. It's the biggest joke ever. Trump's up by over 100,000 as of the last counting. Even the new updates, they're not moving the lever at all in Georgia. Everybody knows Trump is winning Georgia. Wisconsin, we're recounting. We have no idea even what the real numbers are because of all these ridiculous ballots that were.
What about Nevada that Fox evilly called, as we predicted early, playing the part of Judas Iscariot?
Nevada is very much in play. And in fact, Jason Miller and Stepien said earlier today that they believe both Arizona and Nevada is in play. The last count that we have for Nevada at 86%, and it cuts off at 86%, Biden is only up by 7,647 votes. We know Trump's super popular in Las Vegas, and we know a ton of people in Nevada want to get back to work at casinos and resorts and entertainment. They don't want to be locked down.
Who believes that they want the lockdown to continue? This is pure horse manure.
Right.
Absolutely not. Every casino owner in Las Vegas.
So what about Arizona? Fox News falsely claimed that too. What about Arizona?
So here's the deal in Arizona. They claim Biden's up by about 93,000 votes with 84% reporting. I don't believe it for a minute. And I believe that there are massive irregularities with the numbers stemming from, and this is a real scoop, the Sherpie problem. They were giving out Sherpies to conservatives to sign the ballots. And then I believe it has been alleged that only the ballpoint pen ballots were being counted, in addition to various other irregularities. So Arizona is going to end up in court, no question about it. The Trump campaign was livid at Fox News. I think Fox News calling that early was the most shameful thing they've ever done, including cheerleading for the Iraq war. It was awful. Tucker Carlson questioned it to them on the air, you know, right to their faces. But Fox is ridiculous. That Arnon guy is a joke. Nobody's ever heard of him, and yet he's like the new Fauci. Oh, Arnon, tell us what to think. Who cares about Arnon? InfoWars is way better than Fox News. Fox isn't running this, and I think the Trump White House and the Trump campaign needs to realize that Fox is not running this, because the Fox top government executive in Washington, D.C., their top guy was Biden's chief of staff, and they've got Donna
Brazile.
That's
right, Patrick Halley. Join us again as things develop. Stay in contact. Pop in throughout the day. Roger Stone's coming up as well. Thank you so much, Patrick Halley. We'll be right back with Lee Ann McAdoo. I'm Alex Jones.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight and increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tonight with the rest of the great crew, a bunch of big guests coming up. Leanne McAdoo back with the team here for election coverage. She's been here 8 years or so. Good to have her back visiting. Leanne, your perspective on this is really what I should have been saying from the very start of the show. There's one set of responsibilities for Trump, another for the media and the Democrats. It's more transparent than ever, but they're just doing it.
Right. Only the media is allowed to call the election. You know, New York Times actually had to delete their tweet where they said it's the media who gets to say who is elected president. And, you know, how dare Trump declare an early victory? And they've been kind of massaging this into our brains, preparing us for, oh, if he even dares try to declare early victory, how evil would he be? Meanwhile, they all stop and pause their broadcast so that they can bring Joe Biden out last night before he needs to go get in bed and take a nap, you know, that he can come out and say, we think we've definitely won. Trump says basically the same thing and gets taken to Twitter. Yeah, I mean, it's and then, of course, Fox News and all these other networks, they really go after him hardcore, forcefully calling him out.
Networks repudiate the president.
How dare he say that and call the election integrity into question.
Because remember, they never said he was, they said, though, he wasn't legitimate for all those years as a Russian agent when it was Joe Biden and Obama and Hillary hanging off the Russian titis.
Nancy Pelosi. I mean, we've only scratched the surface of the family members who have been enriched by these politicians that have been in office for 40 plus years. Nancy Pelosi doesn't want anyone to peel back the curtain on her family and how they've become so massively wealthy. You know, on the, her salary. So, you know, this is just, we're just at the beginning here. And Michael Moore came out and said how afraid we should all be that Trump is going to have the nuclear codes for the next 60 plus days.
He's horrible. He's been pulling us out of all these wars. So right. He's going to nuke us.
Yeah.
Everything's upside down world.
It's absolutely opposite of everything that's going on. In fact, if that's the case, I hope Trump does go nuclear on all of the people that have been involved in this coup for the last 4 years.
Remember, Swallowswell said, if Americans won't turn their guns in, we'll nuke them. So you're not literally saying nuke them. You're saying he needs to go nuclear politically, but he's just got a bunch of knock-kneed lawyers in the Justice Department.
Yes, I mean, he has had everything going against him for the last 4 years. He's had people pushed into his administration that were just there to take him out and
he had a Herculean job like cleaning out the Aegean stables, and he's done that, and now he's fighting the Hydra. I mean, this is so real, so epic, I can't turn away, but it's horrifying.
Right. And China, they want Biden in. They say they do. They're so excited for the potential that Biden might be back in.
They said that he is in sync with them.
Right.
But that's a quote. They said he is literally them.
Right. And I think that's what we were being prepared for back in 2016, 2013, 14, 15, when President Obama was basically telling us that we need to get used to just not being the superpower anymore. We need to just get used to it when our jobs aren't coming back. China's going to
enjoy how he screwed you.
Right. And they thought Hillary Clinton would get in and just be able to do that peaceful transition.
I'm a woman, so I'm allowed to gut the country. I'm a woman. You don't hurt a woman.
And then, of course, President Trump got in. He started to really turn things around and, as a smart businessman, say, wait, why are we selling America out?
He just said we're not having one-sided deals anymore.
Right. A lot of minorities were doing so much better under President Trump that it was starting to really actually rattle the Democratic Party. So there was no other option for the globalists than to send out COVID, to crash the economy worldwide, to take everybody out. And I really do feel like this was a pandemic, and not necessarily the most vicious of the diseases they have laying in wait, but just something that could, you know, give them a little bit of opportunity to take down and sort of do some projection mapping to see how a global pandemic would actually affect.
Exactly. This was a giant drill, and we've passed the test as good slaves, and now Bill Gates says a more deadly weapon's coming on Colbert.
And I just cannot believe the amount of people that have voted for Joe Biden knowing that they're going to have more lockdowns, more masks, and everyone's like, oh, well, maybe it'll be peaceful if he gets in and there won't be any more violence. No, they're going to be sending out the military and using their power to come round up anyone who refuses
to wear a mask. They've said what you've seen in Europe, what you've seen in Australia is coming under Biden. And they have Stockholm syndrome, Liam. They're not a leader like you or other of our listeners. They literally just cannot believe they're faced with an oppressor. So they go, this is not an oppressor.
Right. He loves me. They want what's best for us. They said they care about us.
He had to knock my teeth out. I deserved it.
Yes, I had it coming. I was bad. Yeah, so I try to think for myself. And that's it. It's like everything is we're living in the total opposite world. The peaceful protests that get violent where people are being stabbed in D.C. and elsewhere, looting, rioting, burning things down. That's peaceful. That's totally fine. But if anyone dares question the election or, you know, the things that are going on there at the polls, that you get shut down, you get silenced. And I mean, it's driving people mad. It makes you feel like you are powerless at this point because they're just so dastardly and they'll stop at nothing. It almost makes you want to just retreat. Give up, white flag, surrender, okay.
But then you learn they don't just want the power. They want to put stuff in our bodies. They want to kill us. And they want to rape our kids. I mean, you tell stories about family in Houston where at the hospitals where, you know, some family that works there, the women, the lesbian women bring in the adopted little boy they've got. They want to chop his four-year-old balls off, right. And they're pissed because the hospital won't do it. I mean,
right.
And it's like a weird, like, we want his testicles. Yeah. I mean, you said it made you physically sick.
Right. Well, it's like it's an elective surgery, so we're not going to do it. Oh, well, how dare you? This is this is my daughter. You know, maybe she's born a male.
And they're so fetishizing
do this surgery. And it's like, no.
They're so fetishizing. It's the way that they're fetishized. They get off on it.
And it's just become this massive thing to neuter everyone.
It's a war on humanity. And these women have so turned to Satan. They literally want the sacrament of mutilating their boy. And then they make it a victory, a female victory. That's not feminine to chop your son's balls off. That's satanic.
No, it's
the opposite of feminine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand.
That's a cult. There's a cult of women that chop their son's balls off. And that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or if I find out I'm pregnant with a boy, I'm getting an abortion. You know, I'm either having a girl or an abortion.
Oh, that's a big feminist thing. Kill your son.
Right. And it's just, you know, I'm not sure why. Maybe that is part of the whole psychological thing of just having America submit and just turning us all into...
And America, it's liberal. Cut your son's balls off.
Yes, we don't need any strong men in our country.
But imagine an enemy that said, Josh, we're coming, we're taking over, we're going to force inject you with deadly stuff, and we're going to chop your son's balls off. We would go to war with that.
Right.
You know, that's what Moses, and that's actually in the Egyptian stuff against Ramses, his dad had the firstborn Israelites killed, the boys.
Right.
So this is just competition. So instead of just killing the boys, they can say trans is now dead, like, my son's a ghost, we slit his throat. And so it's just, instead of chop the balls off, like, my son's trans, he's dead, he identifies as a dead person. So you shoot your kid in the head. I mean, they can't go that far yet. So it's like, we'll just get the huevos.
Right. No, it's actually a sick trajectory that we're on. And I don't know if anyone else got massively creeped out when Joe Biden did his little speech last night. And he did that weird, creepy puppet smile where only half of his face went up.
Yeah, pull up Biden's speech last night, guys. Let's play that when we come back. Oh, and Leanne, you mentioned nuclear war and how Trump's against it. Big Green did that amazing video with you comparing the Barry Goldwater, the anti Barry Goldwater ad from 68 with the one you did about nuclear war if Hillary got in. We'll play that when we come back, and then we'll play the original anti-Barry Goldwater LBJ nuclear ad with the little girl and the daisies when we come back. Stay with us.
There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds.
Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
On nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They are voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Look, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
November 8th, vote like your world depends on it.
From the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C.
Die.
Vote for President Johnson on November 3rd. The stakes are too high for you to stay home.
And that was the globalist that sold us out. And Barry Goldwater, the patriot against the New World Order, was kicked out even though he was anti-war. And it's the same thing, Leanne, a total inversion of reality where Trump's trying to make good deals in these wars, take care of the troops, the VA, and then he's the warmonger. It's just the left are disgusting liars.
Absolutely. And the fact that Hillary Clinton and others, these globalists, have been planning to steal this election, they've been planning to say that it's going to drag out for a long time. They've known that this was going to happen. How did they know? How were they prepared for this? Why were they telling people that perhaps the House is going to have to decide who won the election because it's going to drag out for so long or it's going to be such a close race? I mean, they already knew what was going to happen, and they've been getting us mentally. You always talk about that the globalists, they always put their plans out prior to it happening. They have to. It's like a sickness. They have to tell you what they're going to do. And they have. They have been. Hillary Clinton said President Biden should not concede to President Trump under any circumstances whatsoever because she thinks it's going to drag out. And eventually she does believe he will win if we do not give an inch. And how is that going to happen once...
People are saying right now, Jones, how'd you predict it all again? I didn't think they had a damn blueprint.
Right.
Everybody's like, Jones, be positive. It's a landslide. Yeah, they've got a fraud slide to block it.
I mean, it's just incredible that they will stop at nothing to do this. Last night when I was watching the electoral votes being added to Joe Biden, and they gave him California before the polls had even closed in California, and everyone says, oh, well, it's just a given that they're
going to... So they would freeze it with him on top.
Right, exactly. They want to freeze it with
him
on top.
It's so transparent.
But meanwhile, they wouldn't give Trump Texas or any of these other states that, you know, he was over 80,000 votes or so. Oh, it's still too close to call. You know, meanwhile, they give him Arizona and these other places, and then they say it was an error in the AP's tallying. But we were watching real time going, what the heck? They're giving it to Biden when Trump's at 50%.
By the way, did you guys find his creepy speech? I saw it last night. Did you find the creepy speech?
Oh, gives me the...
You say you did? Yeah, I don't want to listen to his voice, but just roll the video that she was talking about. He looked animatronic is the word, like a Chuck E. Cheese thing.
It sends a shiver into my soul.
Oh, I mean, listen. Smile. If I walked in a business and a guy was acting like him and had that with that fake smile, I'd walk right back out.
Yeah, you know you're talking to a shyster. He's a used car salesman, you know, trying to sell you something you don't need at way overpriced.
It's fake charm.
Absolute fake charm. And same with Kamala Harris. Like, this is the best the Democrats could roll out
for the country.
I'll tell you why. The Chi-Coms and others want a weak vessel.
Absolutely.
They want somebody they can push around.
And they've already pushed him around. They've already bought him out.
God, I hate him.
Look,
ugh, that kook wife of his. Look at that, what she's wearing. Oh, they're just disgusting.
Yeah, she's like, look at me.
Look at him smirking. He's just smirking. Oh, man.
Nobody's around me, but I'm going to wear my
mask. And they're part of the white shoe boy globalist club that just is parasites on this country.
Couldn't believe that they didn't win the last election. They had the whole plan to topple our country, to take us out. They had already made Americans feel like we suck, we're bad. You know, we need to take all of these white privilege courses so we can realize how terrible and awful we are. And America was never great. And just really preparing us to bend over to China and whoever, Iran, whoever else was going to come in and become the new superpower. And then that, of course, did not happen. President Trump turned things around. And, you know, I still feel like that's their plan. They're like, we got to get this back on track.
But I'll tell you, the fact that it isn't even a bigger landslide, the fact that 95% of Americans, I mean, if 5% of America was either dumb or psychotic, I'd be ashamed. Let me tell you, a good 30, 40% are followers. They actually believe he's a Nazi. Okay? I mean, these are idiots. And the fact is we've been such an open, free, wealthy country, there are a lot of lazy, stupid people. Well, because they've never lived in the real world, Leanne, and they're just, they're idiots.
Right. I mean, these are the same people that are like, no, Antifa stands for anti-fascist. So even though they're using fascist tactics, they're fighting fascism.
And look, they do a drive-in thing because of COVID. They keep the whole fraud going. I mean, because they have such small numbers. I mean, these people are sick.
Yeah.
By the way, punch up the Georgia satellite feed. They said, how do you know a Biden rally? It's because it's a parking lot of empty. Hey, let me ask this question.
Lot.
If they're able to steal the election, which they're damn well going to try, and they keep these things open, they've got unlimited 80 million ballots all stocked up in warehouses. They're flooded. They've been arresting people, catching them. The news hardly carries it. If they steal it, or if Trump challenges the steal, then they just activate people to burn the cities down. I mean, this is a disaster.
And that's why they're saying there could potentially be a civil war, because they've already got their little Antifa troops and others out ready to fight, ready to contest the election, ready to say that it's illegitimate. But what happens when the Patriots finally decide?
Yeah, because they want to piss on our grave.
Mm-hmm. When we finally say, no, absolutely not. This is illegitimate. We know you've stolen it. And we've seen it. We've got it on video. This is why they don't want you to take your video, any video cameras, or have any of the poll watchers in there seeing how the machines are broken. Oh, a pipe burst. Oh, you know, we can't have any. Come back later and we'll put your ballot in. I promise. Or throwing away a bunch of votes that were for President Trump.
And that's the scary part, is they've converted the corruption at the top of the Democratic Party, and they've gotten a large portion of their followers to be pro-war, pro-death, pro-abortion, pro-pedophilia. They'll just sign on to anything now. And that's what's so dangerous, is Democrats are like a criminal mob now.
Right. And how powerful was that, that they could just point the finger at one man, President Trump, and put all the blames and all the ills of all the world on him, and that the solution to all of our problems, it will arrive when we get him out of office. Then everything's going to be wonderful and great again. Don't look at the fact that Joe Biden's been in office 47 years and was the vice president.
And is a compromised Chinese agent.
And he was, you know, didn't fix the things while he had the chance. But believe me, he's going to this time around.
Yeah, so what happens if they... We're going to come back and talk about that and play some more clips. So much happening. I'm going to give the number out later. We got a special guest joining us as well. Leanne McAdoo is in studio. Tell folks about the live feeds at Band.Video for the latest dog hunts.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Florida bigger than last time. There's Trump winning Texas, and he clearly was predicted to win those other states, so they froze it so the magic ballots could come in, which violates the previous law of the Supreme Court back in October 28th. Virtue signaled and said, no, we're going to let these things stay open. And so Trump's putting his faith in the Supreme Court. I think the Supreme Court, you know, people need to be rallying outside the Supreme Court. We need to be rallying outside the White House and not just let the communists run around the streets and, you know, claim that they have the moral high ground. Leanne McAdoo.
Absolutely. And I think that was, you know, part of the psychological decision last night to shut the electoral vote tally, keep it frozen where it's showing Joe Biden with the majority, because, of course, they gave him California very early in the night, even though the polls hadn't closed in California. Meanwhile, they didn't give Trump Texas under that same sort of theory that it would just most likely go to him. Too close to call. We can't give him Texas yet. So I think that was a psychological thing. Also, probably kind of holding out hope that if they were to shut down the East Coast states from tallying all their votes, that maybe Joe Biden would be able to clench the 270 electoral votes once all the West Coast states came in.
Yeah, that's the plan. By the way, for TV viewers, radio listeners, back up Biden last night. Notice it's sponsored by General Motors that Obama bailed out with taxpayer money. And it's all Jeeps with his campaign people. It's even fake. They even have fake groups of cars. It's just everything is synthetic. Everything is garbage.
The whole thing looks like you're on a movie set. Like you're in Hollywood at the MGM studios or something, and it's all sort of set up for this. And
zoom in on that woman's face smiling. And look, it's all Jeeps. It's a Jeep commercial spot.
Wow.
All brand new Jeeps, perfectly detailed.
They're perfectly shiny.
Perfectly separated. I mean, yeah. Everything is choreographed BS. They're like showing off the Chinese, like, look, we could have parades too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the Nazis had all those parades. It's sick. It's sick.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't even notice that. Talk about just
it's all, you're programmed. We're programmed. Everything is ordered. Everything is, the only thing, and of course, is American flags. They hate the very existence of the country.
Right. Well, and the more that I see the news anchors and the MSM taking off their masks and showing who they really are, it really makes me feel like I'm in They Live. And at any moment, we're going to see them morphing into those skeleton...
I've got one that can see.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I feel like we're in right now.
It's very spiritual, like, you must cover yourself. We cover ourselves.
Right, right. And that is like...
A cult means covered.
Right, and that's the dark and the light. And that's even how they're trying to hide information. They're hiding your ability to access the truth. They're covering and hiding anyone who tries to have a dissenting voice. That's
it's like Darth Vader wears a mask. I mean, it's very archetypal.
Mm-hmm. Darkness and silencing and hiding, that's their power. That's what they have. And so the light is really, that's like the silent majority. People need to be speaking up now. They need to be sharing the...
What do you think of QAnon? I love the QAnon followers. They're good people. They're researching. They're fighting the same enemy. But they follow this esoteric stuff and believe everything's okay. Now, back when QAnon was stay in your basements, the media loved it. Once good people took it over, they hated it. I just hope people understand that, you know, you're the secret army, folks. There's not a secret army out there fighting for you. Let me just tell you.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I've literally had the president tell me, press the attack, Jones. You're one of the few we've got. Get as many recruits as you can. We need help. And I'm like, I talk, you know, people are like, oh, you didn't talk to him. I mean, Q's above the president. You know?
Right. Right. Well, and I think a lot of that, too, is you have your instincts, and a lot of people they're feeling a certain way about things, and then it's like, oh, no, just trust the plan. And so you're like, well, no, I kind of want to trust my instincts and my gut on this. Something's not right. Well, trust the plan, and, like, look where we're at now. Whenever it first came out, I mean, I don't really follow Q that much, so I don't have a very strong opinion about it, but I just thought, what a way to manipulate people.
Well, I mean, I don't want to name drop. I can call any of the big top Fox News hosts right now. They'll answer. I can call Joe Rogan. They'll answer. I can call. I want to talk to Trump. I can get him to call me within a day. But it's like, oh, Jones, I'm a proven entity, okay? I talk to Trump's main people. I can pick up the phone right now and call his personal lawyer. That's how we talk. I'm going to leave it at that, okay? I mean, one of his main lawyers that you might have heard of. But the point is that it's not about name-dropping. This is real. And they say we're in desperate straits and that they don't want to scare the public how much trouble we're in, how there's Chinese agents everywhere, okay? Mm-hmm. You heard Caputo come out and say that. I mean, I'm just telling you, directly talking to the president, we're in trouble, folks. He doesn't want to scare you too much. And then I hear, oh, everything's fine. No, it's not. It's not. It's not okay. It's not all right.
No, it's absolutely not all right. This is absolutely a war right now. We talk about the war between the dark and the light, and it's in our face, which is why I think the Amish rallied around and they said, you know, they know it's like they try to stay out of politics and live in their own.
And let's explain what a war is. I mean, it's existential. If you're in the World War I trench warfare, you know, the old fashioned line up against the enemy, and somebody's walking around going, we're winning, everything's fine, don't keep your eyes peeled, don't fight hard, don't keep your head down. You know, that person's a damn agent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they get arrested like that, be court-martialed.
That's
what I'm saying. This is classic PSYOP, folks.
Right. The provocateurs. Trust the plan. Don't, you know, it's just, well, one of the things that I was really proud to see, they had to call Florida so early last night. At the 2016, remember, Florida was the one it dragged out all night long because we had to wait for Crooked Broward County to come in and see if they were going to swing it.
So what are you predicting if they're able to install Biden? What do they do, replace him with Harris? Who becomes the vice president?
Well, it's got to be Harris. That's why they're already, you know, Biden's already saying, you think it's not a Harris-Biden administration, she's going to be the next president? I mean, he's already...
And her husband says, my wife should be the next president.
Yeah, and how ridiculous is that? Because even the Democrats' voters did not like her when she was, you know, being promoted as a potential...
They rejected her.
They rejected her. And then they chose her in the end, and even people still don't like her.
Why does the establishment love someone? She's even more disingenuous than Biden, which is hard to do.
Right, but that just lets you know that she's going to just come out and be this friendly face, and she's a woman, and nobody can question her, and if you do, then you're just a sexist, misogynist, part of the patriarchy, you know, but really, she doesn't have any power, she doesn't have any enthusiasm, she doesn't have
I would love
spirit.
To have a pro-America powerful woman. I love
Absolutely.
It. I mean, I have daughters, but it was never even that. Before I had daughters, it wasn't like, I don't want women in charge of things. I just want women and men in charge of things that got the right stuff.
She's not going to be in charge. She's going to be a happy little
puppet.
Well,
she's a total puppet.
She'll do whatever it takes. She's just happy, little smile along. And when the news anchor, you know, asked her, was that a socialist agenda? Oh, no, not me. We wouldn't be doing that behind the scenes. And they just laugh right in your face at you and try to make you doubt your instincts and doubt your gut and to see what's happening. But Miami Cubans, who a lot of them exiled from Cuba, they know what's happening. They see the writing on the wall.
And other Hispanics have been from socialist countries like
Venezuela. Absolutely. And a lot of those people live in Florida. And so the Democrats are saying, oh, well, you know, Trump just won him because he just focused so much on stayed on message that it's, you know, socialism, socialism, socialism. Well, Trump stayed on that message because that's what's happening.
Because, hey, guys, under communism, which is really segues into communism,
right.
Everything's free, but you can't get anything.
Right. Everything's free.
You get a free car when you wait on a waiting list 10 years, maybe.
Everything's free, but you don't have any parts for your car, so you got to use a plastic Coke bottle, you know, as your exhaust or something, because you can't get any new parts for... It's like...
And I look at Harris, every photo, every video, she's the most disingenuous fraud. I mean, look at this person.
People who, like, maniacally laugh at everything, even when it's, like, a serious... She thinks that laugh makes her approachable.
Because she's a psychotic.
She's a psychotic. Like, when you laugh maniacally at things at inappropriate times, I mean, that's just weird. What is she going to be laughing when she goes and...
That's all she does. She just walk around cackling.
She's like, here, Iran, here's some more pallets of cash. Don't bomb us or we're going to...
But, I mean, this is what traitors look like. This is what the Chi-Coms had to get. So we wonder why they look like sacks of garbage. They are.
Yeah. I mean, it's like they can't even really hide their kind of putrid evil that just seeps out from them. Where people who are good, aware, awake, when they look you in the eye and make that smile, like, you sense it. You sense that you're in the presence of evil, that you're in the presence of darkness, that you're being taken advantage of. But so many people don't have that sensibility about it.
In fact, once they go under evil, they might not be evil, but a lot of people I know get scared when you're real, when you're genuine. They get scared by that.
Right.
They never had anybody be genuine to them, so they think that's weird.
Right. And a lot of people, they've been so gaslit by the media for so many years that they don't even trust their own instincts. They don't trust themselves. They're like, oh, well, Dr. Fauci said, doesn't really make sense about the mask, but Dr. Fauci said, you know, and the CDC keeps changing.
Meanwhile, it's causing, now we know, almost all the deaths, bacterial pneumonia.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with Leanne McAdoo and another special guest. So much. We're going to be going live until late tonight. This is the 79 days of hell. I don't know if it'll go that long until inauguration, but the Democrats say that's their plan. Try to steal the election night, that failed, so they're going to hold it up, try to stuff all the ballots, and then just have a secession in total hell on earth. So stay with us, 79days.news, 79days.news is the new site, expand.video, to start with the censors, 79days.news.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.